Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, he joins us right now. We didn't get the rain overnight, Danny, but they sure got it a lot up along the Red River.
Yeah, sure did. And that's where it is, along the Red River and points north. That storm watch will be allowed to expire a little bit early. That was across the counties along the Red River, Sherman, Gainesville, Montague, out towards Henrietta along Highway 82. It's a mess in eastern Oklahoma right now. There are a few spotty showers in northern Collin, southern Dallas, and Ellis County right now, not amounting to too much. But I can't rule out some showers and storms forming here through the late morning and afternoon. Temperatures will be near 80 today. Storm chances will increase into the first half of Sunday. I'll let you know what kind of severe weather threats we'll be dealing with coming up in traffic and weather together on the 8th.
Thank you so much, Danny. There are no classes at Dallas Roosevelt High School today, the morning after two Roosevelt students were wounded in a drive-by shooting. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Gunfire was about 7 last night as a pair of Roosevelt football players were heading home after a workout. Their coach was giving them a lift. And suddenly, about a mile from campus near Cedar Crest Golf Course, a car pulled up alongside and gunfire erupted, wounding the boys. They were rushed to the ER, where they were reported to be in stable condition. Their coach was not hit, but certainly was shaken up. Just a few hours later, around midnight, the Dallas District tweeted that all Roosevelt classes are canceled today because of what administrators are calling a credible threat. Now, if the shootings and cancellations are connected, that is not confirmed. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, classes have been canceled again today at Bowie High School in Arlington following Wednesday's shooting death of a student. School officials say they won't reopen until next week.
They've also announced they will have counselors at the school for students and staff from 9 to noon tomorrow, as well as next week for anyone who needs to talk about the shooting. Police say it was 17-year-old Julian Howard who shot and killed 18-year-old Atavion Barnes. Both involved in the incident are students at the school, but police haven't discovered a motive for the shooting or how the suspect got a gun. Howard has been charged with murder, and police say he also had a THC cartridge, so they've charged him with possession of a controlled substance. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Students will be allowed back in the building today, but only to pick up anything they had to leave behind on Wednesday.
A man shot by Arlington police has now died, and parallel investigations are now underway. Last evening, a 911 caller reported he had stabbed someone to death at a North Arlington apartment complex. When police arrived, they saw a man armed with a knife looking out the window. Soon he came outside, still holding the knife and refusing to drop it. When he charged police, they say one of them shot him.
It's just an unfortunate incident with this that the male did not comply with officers' instructions.
Arlington Police Lieutenant Courtney White goes on to say after the man was wounded, he was able to get up and start running with officers right behind. Suddenly, he turned and charged the police again with the knife. The same officer fired another shot, but the man kept on running, so another officer tased him. And that finally stopped him. Paramedics rushed him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. As is common in police shootings, the Texas Rangers will investigate while Arlington PD conducts conducts its own internal probe as to the original report of a stabbing. No victim was ever found.
Tarrant County Sheriff is responding to concerns from the family after an inmate died following a struggle with jailers.
31-year-old Anthony Johnson died Sunday after he was pepper sprayed during a fight with jailers. Johnson had been arrested after he was seen in the street waving a knife at drivers in Saginaw. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and evading arrest. Johnson's family says Anthony suffered from schizophrenia and wants answers on how the jailers handled him. Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayburn says the jail is not equipped to take care of mental patients.
The family, prior to the Saginaw incident, had taken Anthony to a private institution who refused to take him because he wasn't a danger to himself and others. We have got to change some of this. We have got to go a different direction, because you never know what would have changed had that had happened.
He says a review of the incident is ongoing, and anyone that may have violated policy will be criminally prosecuted. There have been 63 Tarrant jail deaths since 2017. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas Cowboys traded down in the first round of the NFL draft last night and still got the player they wanted. After switching picks with the Lions and getting a third-round pick on the process, the Cowboys took offensive tackle Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. He tells the guys on 105.3 The Fan that he couldn't be happier to have that star on his helmet.
Ecstatic, bro. I couldn't be more happy. This is my hometown team. This is the best team for me my whole entire life. I couldn't have wrote it any better way, man.
He's so happy he's cussing on the radio.
I was like, somebody's cussing. Mm-hmm.
Guyton is a very large human being. It's 6'7" and 320 pounds. He didn't give up a single sack last year at OU.
Wow.
That makes Dak Prescott happy and Coach Mike McCarthy.
Gosh, I mean, you got to be so excited about his athletic ability. I mean, you can see it in his footwork, and that was evident really from day one with Will and the scouts, and obviously the feedback from the Oklahoma coaches was extremely high.
And he's second and third rounds of the drafts. They'll be held today.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.